The federal government has awarded $2.3 million to the city of Bloomington to help it address what one pediatrician calls a silent killer. The grant will help remove lead from 92 housing units in the city. Dr. Samina Yusuf tells Eric Stock lead can cause developmental problems in children, especially those six and under. She says children who live in older homes are at greatest risk.
One of the most important things when we talk about lead is to know that it's really asymptomatic or silent. So it's not something that's going to give you a lot of symptoms right away. And it may take many years for those symptoms to manifest. So the fact that we have this many houses, and there's probably even more in our area that still contain possibility of lead exposure to our young children, is obviously very concerning.
So how prevalent is lead contamination in Bloomington Normal, for example? Is it any worse here than it may be in other communities?
I think that in any community where there is a high burden of old houses, houses that were built before 1980, and those houses that have not been safely and securely renovated to rid them of all the lead-based paint that was very prevalent before this was put into control in 1978, I think that any community that has a high burden of these types of buildings has these risks. And unfortunately, we have a fairly high burden, especially in the 61701 zip code.
Which is pretty much the heart of Bloomington.
Correct.
Lead exposure, like many health risks, would seem to disproportionately impact those with lower incomes. They are more likely to live in older homes or housing units where the upkeep may not be as robust, where the paint can chip and cause this dust. Have you seen that as a pediatrician, or is there any data that would support that?
Yes, this is definitely true. There's a couple of different factors. So living in an older home will definitely put you at risk anyway. When you are surrounded by poverty or you are affected by poverty, you are also more likely to have poorer nutrition. And if your body is not nutritionally sound, for example, if you lack iron or calcium or zinc, then you are actually more likely to absorb more lead from your environmental factors because the iron, the calcium, and zinc are not competing. They're not there to compete. And so your body will absorb the lead as opposed to absorbing those.
How easily can someone's brain development defects or other issues be traced back to that after the fact? Will you ever know that that's what had caused it?
So that's a really, really good question. And of course, all of these things that we see, especially delays in development, are multifactorial. An easy way to do it is to check the level of lead in a child. So, for example, in our office, we have a screening protocol where we have certain high-risk zones, zip codes that we know of, and in those, if there's a child living in one of those zip codes, we may automatically go ahead and do a lead test, which is basically a little finger prick to get blood. What we do here is we involve the McLean County Department of Health, and along with them, they will explore the environment that the child is living in and will go out to the house. Right now, they're actually still doing it, but virtually, and we'll try and find where there may be areas where there's recently I had a child who has a lead level of about 11, and they had one single cabinet where there was some peeling paint on the back of that cabinet because I think it abutted to a wall. And that apparently was the cabinet where all the plasticware was and the children liked to play. And so it seems that that was the one thing that was causing a high lead level in this child.
That's Bloomington pediatrician Samina Yusuf with Eric Stock. Lead levels over 5 micrograms are considered potentially hazardous. Yusuf says she prescribes medication for those with higher lead levels in their blood. The Illinois Department of Public Health lists 9 McLean County zip codes as high-risk areas for lead poisoning in children. Most are in rural communities in eastern McLean County, including Arrowsmith, Bellflower, Colfax, and Saybrook.